We're back with Wednesday's edition of News Now. And I have in the studio with me, I have Pastor Audley Goulburn. And he has been pastoring since 1987. And he's a graduate of Tyndale University College and Seminary. And Pastor Audley is married to Yvonne, and they have three young adult sons, Matthew, Jonathan, and Nathaniel. And they purposely been living in the Jane and Finch area in order to be more directly involved in contributing to the ongoing transformation of the area. And also joining me is Suzanne Johnson, and she, Suzanne Johnson is a Toronto lawyer who practices mainly the areas of criminal and immigration law with a special emphasis on youth criminal justice. She has a passion for social justice, specifically ensuring that all people have adequate access to the justice system. In addition to her practice, she acts as supervising counsel to the student at CLAPS and the legal aid clinic at Osgoode Hall Law School at York University, and a graduate of York University's, and she has a Bachelor of Social Work and Osgoode Hall Law School. Ms. Johnson was called to the bar in 2004. So thank you both for joining me.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. So I just want to know a little bit on, well, ask the pastor first, how did this initiative get started, and how did Suzanne come on board?
As a church in the community of Jane and Finch, we recognize that there are a number of folks who have come in as immigrants who are in the process either getting their refugee status or compassionate grounds understood and taken care of. So we are trying to address a need that we sense in the community. As a church, we want to be concerned not only for their souls, but for the whole person. And definitely immigration is an issue that is of concern to the community.
Oh, definitely. And Ms. Johnson, how did you get involved in this initiative?
I do a lot of immigration work in my practice, and I think my name was referred to the pastor by a mutual friend. And I do a lot of public legal education about immigration, because a lot of time there's false information about immigration, how the immigration system works in Canada, and people are quite confused because it's quite complex. So I do some pro bono work, volunteering my time, doing these public legal education sessions.
And why do you think it's important for us to be educated on this side of the law, immigration?
Immigration is such an area that people are often, they find themselves here without status, and they are desperate, and they sometimes hold on to their last hope, and they get taken advantage of because they don't have status, and they're afraid to go to seek help to different places. So I think it's very important, especially for lawyers, to fill that role, to not only, you know, provide our services, but also to educate people about the immigration system, because it is quite complex.
Right. And I also know, when you're going, what are you going to actually go through in this session? Some of the things that you're going to talk to the community about.
I will talk to them about, number one, if you're here by here in Canada without status, how to legalize your status, what are the different options, how to apply for refugee status, the changes, there's been recent changes to the immigration law, so I'll touch on those. I will also talk about how a criminal conviction affects your status, that is, if you're a permanent resident, that's quite important. And family sponsorship, how you could sponsor, what family members you can sponsor, and how you can do that.
So the more educated, Pastor, our community is, the better it is. Because I guess we're doing this because you see in your congregation and in the community, there's a need for something like this.
That's correct.
Could you want to elaborate, please, a little bit?
Unfortunately, we have had incidents where members from the community and the congregation have come to us after they have been received, after they've received notice that they have to go, or when they're far down in the immigration process, when sometimes too late to address the issue. If there had been intervention earlier with proper advice, then that could have avoided many of the heartaches we have seen.
Right.
So it's more prevention and intervention so that we would have less of our members from the community and the church who have the heartache of having to leave without having proper counsel to help them in the process of applying for whatever status they're applying for.
Right. And Suzanne, is the process as tedious as some of us might think it is, or being well-educated is the best thing?
It is. I mean, the immigration system in Canada is very complex. I find the problem sometimes in communities that people listen to each other and say, well, my friend told me this, my friend told me that, and they've made the process even more complicated. Rather than, you know, a lot of the immigration system, you could do it on your own. It's as a lawyer, I always tell people it's best for a lot of them to have a lawyer because we know how to present to the immigration authorities. However, even if you don't have a lawyer, this seminar would give you an overview of the immigration system. You might not know all the answers, but you know how it works and how it all connects. And that's what I'm hoping to do tomorrow.
Okay. And by attending this session, do people get more advice? Do they get any kind of resource advice after this session tomorrow?
What I tell people is I'll provide the session tomorrow. It's an information session, it's pro bono, it's free of charge. I have my website, which is www.srjlaw.ca. And on there, if people have specific questions, they could send an email my way. There's a contact us button on my website. Because immigration is very fact-specific, I could give an overview of how the immigration system works. But people want to ask, like, specifically about their case. And it's not the best to do that when it's a group session. So if there's afterwards they're interested, they could contact me to have a consultation with me after the session's over.
Okay. All right. And Pastor, when it comes to your community, I guess this is all about empowering them?
That's correct.
Right. And go ahead.
Give them an opportunity to access the benefits of living in Canada and going about the right way with the right information so that they can get to enjoy what we have been enjoying, those of us who have been here quite a long time.
Right. So. All right. At least, could you just one more time just tell our listeners what you're going to be covering the session and then give them all the info about tomorrow?
Sure. So, number one, if you're here without status, so what options do you have to legalize your status in Canada? If you want to apply for refugee status, there's been some changes to that, so how do you go about doing that? How a criminal conviction affects you if you're a permanent resident? There's recent changes to the Immigration Act. I'll speak about that. Family sponsorship, who can sponsor, and what happens if someone that you've sponsored in the past and you've undertaken to take care of, if they go on welfare, that comes up a lot. So,
mm-hmm.
So I'll be discussing that.
Okay. And while you're here, you could give them again maybe your contact info for your info and your website info?
Sure. My website is www.srjlaw.ca.
Okay. And Pastor, please give them the info for your church and the info on who to call to register, the registration information.
Tomorrow's session will be at Yorkwoods Public School. That's 2 lights south of Finch off Jane. We are meeting there because that's where we also meet on Sundays for our worship.
Okay.
Presently, we're in between buildings in terms of our own property, so we are using the school. The session starts at 7. It will be until about 8:30. Please call 416-747-5751. Again, 416-747-5751 to register.
Okay.
Looking forward to seeing you there.
Okay, thank you. And thank you so much, Susan.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And that was Suzanne Johnson. and she is an attorney